This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
For me, it's to win the division. And I know our division has gotten better and better and more competitive over the last few years. But that's always going to be the goal for us. And then to win championships after that.
Win, 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 win. That's the goal every season. Unfortunately for the Bears, for over a decade plus, it's been nary a winning season. It's happened, but it is far from the norm.
2018, am I right? Last time the Bears had a winning season. I know they've had 500.
Hey, Nate will get you the playoffs sometimes.
Yeah, it did. It did get the Bears to the playoffs, actually.
That is the voice of one Mark Grody. He's here on Rahimi and Harris. Layla with the day off, and we're talking Bears and wins and all of the wins. You can't handle the number of wins that the Bears are about to give you, according to a lot of people. Mark Grody is not one of those people.
Well, I was hurt last year because I was definitely part of the hype train last season. I think when I went through the schedule, I think I came up with 11 wins for the Bears.
Just 11?
11 wins. I know. It's a little embarrassing, being that they ended up having a 10-game losing streak. So I think that I've learned a little bit.
Evolved.
I've evolved a little bit here. And just quickly, part of the reason that you have to be cautious this year, believe it or not, is the head coach of the Chicago Bears.
First-time head coach,
Ben Brown. So there is the unknown, like, I'm
Ben Johnson.
Sure. What did I say?
Ben Brown.
Oh, man.
But that's because you want Ben Brown to win as well.
Yeah, absolutely. But Ben Johnson is a new coach. I think he's going to be a good head coach. I think he's going to be a good, you know, play caller, as you said. I mean, there's no reason. But we don't know for sure. And history also says around the NFL, oftentimes, first-year head coaches just ain't got it at first. A lot of times, the roster is not completely put together. And I went back and looked at all the Bears head coaches since Neil Armstrong, and every one of them was, none of them, I should say, except for Matt Nagy in 2018, had a winning record. Like Neil Armstrong in 1978, his first year, 7-9. Mike Ditka, 3-6, mini Bears. And Ditka's second year, they were 8-8 for whatever that's worth. 1993, Dave Wansett, 7-9 his first year. Dick Geron's first year, 1999, 6-10. Lovie Smith's first year, a terrific Bears head coach. Lovie Smith, 5-11. In his first year. Mark Trestman, 8-8, and then went downhill after that. 2015, John Fox, 6-10 his first year. Matt Nagy, the outlier, 12-4. 2022, Flus, 3-14. Steve Rosenblum got the ball rolling a little bit on this topic too, because he asked me live on the air, if the Bears were to be 9-8 but didn't make the playoffs, is that okay? And I said, hell yes, that is okay, just because of all the losing.
It's a winning season.
And
it's a first-year head coach, and it's a second-year quarterback. Also, I would say that Ben Johnson is set up better than a lot of those coaches you just named in terms of roster, talent.
Probably.
And the situation is calling for more than some of those records that you
Yeah, I agree. There's probably some texture that would need to be given to look at all of those rosters. It certainly appears that he is set up to succeed. But I'm with you, of course. 9-8, you take it. This is a team that has had 2 10-game losing streaks in the last 3 years or so. But there are examples of people going overboard at this time. Let me bring you some of the audio as some of the proof here. Joe Ostrowski was on The Score last week on this very program, and here's what he had to say about the Chicago Bears and where the betting is going.
They're doing it again.
Well, what exactly are they doing?
Doing it again.
Wishcasting and moving the money line in ways that shouldn't happen.
So I got my first report from BetMGM. Some win totals are already moving. They're saying, okay, we got the most popular bets. Oh, take a wild guess. Of all 32 NFL teams, which team has received the most amount of bets on the over? Can anybody guess? They're doing it again. They haven't received enough pain when the under has hit in 11 of the last 12 years.
That's crazy.
They're betting the Bears over 8.5. That is the most popular win total bet. Oh, and just moments ago, guys, because I knew this was going to come up, I was like, you know what? I wonder what Ben Johnson is for the coach of the year. Let me see what Ben Johnson is for the coach of the year. He is the favorite. Ben Johnson is your favorite for the coach of the year. The Bears are the most bet team on the over 8.5 for wins. And I rewind to exactly 1 year ago. You know who the favorite was for the coach of the year last year, guys?
Matt Eberflus.
It was Matt Eberflus. So we're doing it all again. Not enough pain.
He's doing it again. I mean, Joe O laid it out.
Layla laughed, and then she said she had the over. I have the under. I want to be very clear on that. 11 out of the last 12 years, the under is it. I want you to really process that. 11 out of the last 12 seasons, the Bears over under, the under has hit.
The only exception being 2018?
Yes.
Yes.
That weird,
they won 12
weird,
games.
That's right. And Matt Nagy was coach of the year that year. So
it can happen.
We are out of control again in the month of May. We haven't
Who's
even...
we? Who's we? You're saying the bettors?
I guess I'm just talking about Bears Nation as a collective. I guess I just put myself in the nation. I don't know if I'm allowed to do that.
No, you're in. You're in.
But Bears. Yes, everybody. And we have not even had the rookie minicamp. We're 1 day away from rookie minicamp. We're almost there.
But we're not there.
We've seen nothing. And guess what? There could be. I had a great talk last night with Carmen Vitale of Fox Sports, who covers the NFC North. She's so good. And she thinks that Ben Johnson is going to be good. She feels pretty optimistic. But she pointed out that in the first 7 games on Ben Johnson's watch as an offensive coordinator in Detroit, the Lions were 1-6. Things got better. So in other words, just to point out that it could take a minute for this all to look the way Ben Johnson wants it to look and the way everybody else wants it to look.
First-year head coach, second-year quarterback. I thought that was pretty clear the way I laid that out.
Yeah. Yes. That is well said. Yes, second-year quarterback. That adds to this as well. And then just the great unknowns on the Bears. We went through the whole explosive runs things earlier, and we both agreed. Do we know that they could stop the run this year?
No.
It seems like they have better personnel and that it would be trending that way, but we don't know.
No.
We don't know if Grady Jarrett, Shamar Turner, and Dio Dangbo are going to make a difference in the run. Probably, but we don't know.
Also, I guarantee you this, players will get hurt. Do you have the depth? Right. I would argue they do not have the depth.
Right. Don't tell me that Andrew Billings, because Andrew Billings goes out, well, it was Andrew Billings' fault. You can't be that fragile. You cannot be that fragile as a team. So I got to see that. We do still have to see the offensive line work. And I'm probably complicit in this, but we've just assumed that Dolman, Tooney, and Jackson are going to be, like, you don't have to worry about them, right? They're the good kid. They're fine. We don't have to worry about them. There's not going to be any issues whatsoever. But we don't know that.
Anytime you have a family of five, and that's what I consider an offensive line, a family of five.
Yeah, that's right.
Some of the kids are gonna get the job done.
Right.
Some you're, I don't know. And then there's always that one kid. That one kid right now is Ozzie Tripillo. And you're hoping that Jackson is not one of those kids. He's the positive influence of a Drew Dolman and a Tooney and a Darnell Wright will impact him in a way which allows the family to, Every family is dysfunctional.
Absolutely.
There's always going to be a black sheep.
I mean, Nate Davis, you know? Like,
he's gone.
He can't hurt us anymore.
He can't hurt you anymore.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
He can't go play
the ghost
ping pong
of Nate
ball.
Davis cannot haunt.
Did I ever tell you that Nate Davis story about when I was trying to interview him last year?
What happened?
So, like, you know, obviously, like, Nate Davis wasn't talking, he wasn't playing, and so every day I would be like, you know, a couple days anyway, I'd be like, hey, you want to talk? No. And then finally, I went up to him another day. I was like, hey, Nate, can we talk? Can I interview you? And he puts his hand on my shoulder. And he goes, sorry, man, I'm going to play ping pong right now.
Did you report this when it happened?
I did. And I honestly laughed. I thought it was like, you know, just sort of an exasperation.
How deep into the season were we when this
was
happened?
Late. This is late.
This is
season.
When it was all over.
It was all over.
Okay. Okay.
And he even smiled. Like, he knew what he was saying to me. He knew that I was trying to talk. So I actually thought that was funny. So my last interaction with him, I find to be positive.
I got to go play ping pong.
I got to go.
You just said, can I join you?
Yeah, with the look on his face, and he just puts his hand up. I got to go play ping pong. I'm like, okay, I respect what you just did.
Is Nate Davis worse than Velus Jones Jr.? Is that worse than Chase Claypool?
That's a
Where
great question.
Where does Nate Davis rank in
the failed
musings of one Ryan Poles?
Wow, that's such a great question. I love that.
I think he's at the bottom. I'm pretty sure he's at the bottom.
Okay, so you're putting Chase Claypool and Velus Jones ahead because you give up a second rounder to get Chase Claypool. A third round pick was Velus Jones.
Yeah, that's why Claypool's below Velus Jones Jr. in terms of he's a bigger problem than Velus Jones
okay,
Jr.
Okay, so you've got Chase Claypool as the biggest problem, and then
Nate Davis first.
Okay, number one problem.
Okay,
number one problem. Okay.
Then Chase Claypool.
Chase Claypool.
Second round pick.
Okay.
And then Velus Jones Jr.
Okay.
And there might be something in between two and three that I'm not thinking of off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But it's bad.
Yeah, probably. I mean, like, we really get into it, like, but this is different. Like, getting rid of letting Roquan Smith go. I mean, like, if we want to talk about mistakes on the watch, like, has Tremaine. I mean, they're talking about putting T.J. Edwards
in
the middle of this
year. I would say that's. That's probably worse than Velus Jones Jr., but not as bad as Chase Claypool.
Yeah.
I would also say Jalen Carter's below there, but it's also probably a top five.
See, I can't like be a hypocrite here. At the time that the Jalen Carter thing happened, I was okay with it because the Bears locker room just didn't have, like, the Eagles had the support, right?
Guess what?
What?
That should have been your first clue that this thing wasn't going to work out.
Yeah, if the Bears didn't have the support.
But they were
in an admitted rebuilding stage, though, like, where they're just, you know, here's Byron Pringle, come on down.
But if you're in an admitted rebuilding stage and you can't establish the culture before you, that wasn't Matty Eberflus's first season. That was going into a second season.
No, you're right. Absolutely.
You had a year to lay it down, lay down the foundation.
But they had a 10-game losing streak.
Now, give me a big screen TV that takes up the whole room. That's what Jalen Carter would have been. Yeah. No, you settled for a modest TV that you could still put on a coffee stand.
Are you saying that we wouldn't be talking about the Amari DiMarcado 53-yard run if Jalen Carter was on the Chicago Bears?
We'd be talking about quarterbacks in pain, which is what I told you I wanted to hear about.
We'd be talking about more than 40 sacks?
Oh. As a team, yes.
God. Yeah.
Yeah, right down the line.
It's a tough
one. Right down the line.
Yeah.
Will the Bears give up more sacks than they give? You tell me.
Will they give up more sacks? So they gave up. So Caleb got sacked 68 times last year.
40.
They had 40 sacks against the quarterback. The answer is I don't know. I don't know.
Well, none of us know. But
I don't know.
You're
I know.
Guess.
I know. Educated guess. I think that, shoot. I think the Bears will have, the defense will have, I'm going to say they're going to have 57 sacks next year.
57?
And you ready for this? Are you ready for this? Because I think Dennis Allen is going to get creative. And you know what? Matt Eberflus was a decent defensive coordinator. He did some dialing up of Kyler Gordon and Tremaine Edmonds and TJ Edwards. But so the sack numbers are going to go up. So I'm going to say that Caleb will be sacked 58 times. They'll go from 68 to 58. He's still going to get sacked a decent amount.
Make sure I got this right. 58 to 57.
Yeah.
58 sacks given up, 57 sacks recorded.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think?
No, I'm just, I think that the numbers will be closer. I don't know if it'll be that good.
Yeah.
Wow, 58, 57. I think they will give up less than 40 sacks. Give up less than
really?
40 sacks.
Okay.
So I guess I do think they will have more sacks than sacks given up.
Okay. Yeah, I was trying to process that in my brain, just the question, too.
No. Yeah. But it's an interesting question because it was so lopsided last year. 68 sacks given up, and then you only record 40 sacks.
Right.
That's...
Right, with Montez Sweat leading the way with 5.5, Jervon Dexter with 5, and then I think TJ Edwards, maybe? Like, you don't necessarily, and that's what I mean, like, they'll use guys like that. And we are leaning on Dennis Allen to make this all work for the Bears defense.
I think 57 is ambitious.
Yeah.
You know why?
Why?
That would have been second in the league last year behind Denver's 63.
Wow. So I just, in the midst of a we're out of control Bears segment, I just gave the Bears 57.
Yeah, that's where we're going to leave that one. I'll let Layla deal with that with you tomorrow.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.